Day 23, the final advent of Christ.
Now the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There'll be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the older of things has passed away. Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4. As there is a first advent and a daily advent, so too there is a final advent. Just as the focus of the first advent is Christ coming in flesh, so too the focus of the second advent is Christ coming in flesh. This time, however, He will not come as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. This time, He will come as a bridegroom carrying His bride over the threshold of Jordan into the New Jerusalem. As Canaan provided temporal rest for the physical descendants of Abraham, the coming Christ will provide eternal rest for His spiritual descendants. In the final advent, the land promises that God made to Abraham will be fully and finally consummated in that paradise lost will become paradise restored. As such, Canaan is typological of a renewed cosmos. Indeed, Abraham, like Isaac and Jacob, viewed living in the promised land in much the same way that a stranger would view living in a foreign country. Why? Because, as the writer of Hebrews makes plain, he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. As such, Abraham looked beyond binding borders, beyond boundaries, to a day in which the meek would inherit the earth. I don't know about you, but the more I think about the new heaven and the new earth, the more excited I get. It is simply incredible to think that one day soon, we will not only experience the resurrection of our carcasses, but we will experience the renewal of the cosmos and the final advent of our Creator. We will literally have heaven on earth. Not only will we experience God's fellowship as Adam and Eve did, but we will see the second Adam face to face. God in flesh will live in our midst, and we will never come to the end of exploring the infinite, inexhaustible I Am, or the grandeur and glory of His incomparable universe. Those who die in Christ will experience the new heaven and the new earth as both a physical place in creation and as the personal presence of the Creator. The dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There'll be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." This Christmas, as you celebrate the first advent of our Lord, may His presence in word and sacrament sustain you spiritually, and may you fix your focus with eager anticipation on the final advent of the Babe of Bethlehem, now a bridegroom, returning with His bride.